It is the first annual holiday Dying to Ask. Well, I don't know. Would it be the first annual or just the first?
It'd be the first.
Is it presumptuous to assume this will be an annual thing? I mean, that would imply that we'll make it through another holiday season.
Right. I would hope so. I think it's okay to say the first annual.
Yeah. But don't you remember like when you were dating your wife, like getting through the first holidays was kind of a big deal. Like when she made it through the four big seasons
right.
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see. At any rate, it's a first today.
It is. Oh, but hold on. I almost forgot.
Yeah.
I have a special hat for this occasion.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you had a costume.
Oh, hold on. Yeah. This is where it breaks down in the podcast world because awesome. I really wish you could all see this.
So let me describe it in all its glory. Yeah. Well, first of all, let me tell you, we've decorated the studio today.
It's beautiful.
Like Christmas threw up in here.
Oh, I love it.
Because I know you're kind of like a Clark Griswold type. That's where my buddy Jeff is heading here, is to Griswold land. But right now he's got this incredible hat on with a llama. Mm-hmm. And it says Fala Llama.
Wait, it gets better. Hold on. I got to find a...
Imagine, if you will.
Lights. And it lights up.
That is outstanding. But you know what? It ties in well, because on our holiday show, our gift to you is letting you know what podcasts we like to listen to. So we each come up with our top five podcasts that we listen to on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that you can kind of share the love and listen to some other stuff over the holidays.
Yeah, it'll be good. It's informational. It's fun. Oh, and I have one more Christmas surprise for you. Go ahead and open up your stocking over there.
Oh my gosh, it's fantastic. What is this? Wow. Oh my God. Is this hot chocolate?
Yes.
It's hot chocolate. It looks like a reindeer.
Yep.
Do you and your wife make things like this?
She's pretty busy with grad school. So,
yeah. So you're the crafter?
Confession, I did make that.
Crafts. Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
I don't have a Pinterest account. That's where I draw the line.
You don't have? Well, no. That we know of anyway. All right. Well, this is going to be a lot of fun. We've got costumes. We've got set decor today. Jeff's hat is apparently on fire, but I'm sure it'll be all okay.
It's lit.
We've got 10 podcasts that we think you will enjoy, and we give them to you as our thanks to everybody who's been listening to Dying to Ask over the last couple of months. We are coming up on 20 episodes, which is awesome, and looking forward to some big changes coming up in the next year. But for now, we just want to like sit in, enjoy the holidays, and listen to some other stuff.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Have you ever wondered, how did they do that? I'm talking about the art of the follow-through. I'm Deirdre Fitzpatrick, and Dying to Ask is the podcast that gets me off a TV news set and into candid conversations with authors, entrepreneurs, and influencers I have been dying to talk to. So brace yourself. This is a verbal gut check about what it takes to go from idea to reality. And who knows, maybe along the way, you'll get some answers to questions you've been dying to ask.
I still can't believe that you gave me hot chocolate that looks like a reindeer.
Isn't that great?
Let me just describe it for people. I can't believe you craft. It's a clear, this is the greatest idea ever. It's like a clear piping bag with a red, like little squishy nose, googly eyes, hot chocolate, and then you go up higher and there's some chocolate chips to be like the eyebrow area, and then it's topped with marshmallows, mm-hmm. and then you have pipe cleaners to be the antlers. Dude,
it's legit.
You're going to be that dad in school on the holidays. The one that my husband, when he drops kids off on those holiday days when it's just like a big old party, he'll always take a picture of like the thing that somebody found on Pinterest. And
nice.
You know, and I'm like the one who brings the napkins. You know? that's what I send in. But that is impressive. All right. We are off to a good start. We both love podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I have been listening to podcasts, gosh, for at least more than 10 years easily. The thing I love about them is that people are really unfiltered. They talk to you in a different kind of way, especially if it's something that you're familiar with.
Yeah.
People tend to be really candid, I think, because you don't necessarily have TV cameras and stuff around like we do. They tend to say a lot more than maybe they might have. And as a listener, I love that I'm always learning.
Right? Yeah.
And it doesn't always have to be like super smart stuff. Sometimes it can just be for fun.
Yeah.
That's totally okay, too.
It's not over-curated. It's raw.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I was curious to know, how many podcasts do you listen to?
So for me, it's football season right now.
Is it football season for you?
I wish it was. There is a mourning period in February where my life feels empty.
Yeah, I'm sure. Your wife's like, oh, he's back.
Right. That's yeah. Nice. Yeah. But yeah, so I'm pretty big in fantasy football. Mm-hmm. I currently have four teams that I'm leading right now.
And how many of the podcasts you're going to suggest today are football related?
Most of them. Most of my podcast listening is all fantasy football. Okay. I have three different ones that are all about fantasy football, but it's different people's perspectives. So I can have like different analysts and different statistics, different points of view. So
depending on how your team is doing that week, I'm sure you like one over the other.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's good stuff. Mine is kind of all over the board. I listened to a little bit of everyone, but I was curious as I looked through my phone to see just how many podcasts I had in there. Look at this top number. On my phone.
38.68 gigabytes.
38 gigabytes.
That's amazing.
You want to know how much music I have in here? 646 millibytes. I've got like four songs. That's it. So when I say I love podcasts, I really love podcasts.
Yeah. That's okay. A lot of real estate for your phone.
All right. Can I start first?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to start first. And for any of my friends out there who love the reality TV, do you watch any reality TV?
Not really.
It's not really my thing, but I love the business of reality TV. Okay. I find like how they put it together, like totally fascinating.
I take that back. I do watch like the DIY shows whenever like we're housing for someone who has cable or something.
Yeah, that's because you're a crafter, as it turns out.
Apparently.
No, I'm talking like housewife territory.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, no, you're not doing
that.
Not
my cup of tea.
Okay. No, it's not. So anyway, there is a podcast out there. It's called Heather Dubrow's World. Heather Dubrow was on The Real Housewives of Orange County, big Bravo star, left the show, and she went into the podcast world. And it's a podcast that just popped up on my phone. I was listening to something else, and I didn't change it when the show ended, and all of a sudden this one popped up. And
that's how they get you.
I got sucked in. So she's an actress. She's married to a really well-known plastic surgeon who's also on another reality show called Botched. And this is a show literally where she just talks about her life. Like, she lives in a big fancy house. She's got lots of money. She does like really crazy things. And I feel like I'm just eavesdropping on rich people the whole time. And I don't know what it is about it, but I find it utterly addictive and just fun. And it's like reading a People magazine and reading the beauty tips. You don't do that either, I can tell.
No. what are beauty magazines?
But it's really fun, because I feel like with reality television, like, there are the people on those shows who are crazy, and then there are the ones who are crazy like a fox. She's definitely crazy like a fox. And this podcast that she's done is wildly popular. Obviously, she uses it to promote a lot of the other projects that she's doing. She has a skincare line on Evine. She has a YouTube series. She doesn't need my help to make money. But I'm just telling you, like, she's got a lot of stuff going on. For some reason, listening to her and her producer, Natalie, talk about their lives, I am completely sucked in, feel like I know them. I don't know them at all, but there's a voyeuristic quality to how the other half lives, and it is such fun to listen to when I'm on a run or when I'm going through Target. So Heather Dubrow's World, I think you'll like it.
Nice.
I don't know that you'll like it, but I think the rest of you will like it.
Yeah. I feel like that falls under kind of the demographic of our listeners.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of, it's super girly, super fun. There are a lot of things that they talk about. You're like, oh, God, you got to be kidding me. But then I continue listening. So here I am.
It's kind of like our Daily Mail episode with Sean.
That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah. It's like one of those where you never admit, like, oh, I don't listen to that. But you do.
I mean, I know that, like, I shouldn't slow down and look at the car accident. But I do.
Right?
Yeah, that kind of thing. All right, hit me up. What you got for your first one?
So my first one, I think it's one of my fantasy football ones. It's called the Fantasy Pros Podcast.
Okay.
It's done by two guys, Bobby Sylvester and Mike Taglier. They call them Tags. And it's super informational.
Okay.
Bobby is a little more kind of off the cuff of like, oh, this is what I think. And he's usually crazy. And I don't always take his advice. but I'd say Tags is super analytical. And so me and him, like, I feel like we're on the same wavelength of like, here are the stats. Here's what I'm saying to back up why I think this player is going to do well this week, or this player isn't going to do well this
week. How long are the episodes?
They're about an hour. And so this one is three times a week. So it's a little over an hour, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I don't listen to the Friday one because that's weekly fantasy. Mm-hmm. And I don't do weekly. I do season long.
Okay.
But yeah.
You live in a fantasy world all the time.
I do. Yeah. My, like, 90% of my podcast listening is all fantasy football. But I'm not going to talk about all of them. I'll throw in two of them that I do in this chunk just so we can put them together.
Yeah.
The other one is, shoot, what it's called. It's the one, it's done by ESPN, basically, and it's their fantasy analysts, and they sit down, and it's a lot of fun. Matthew Berry's been doing fantasy analyzing for at least a decade or longer. Mm-hmm. So it's people who've been doing it a long time, who know what they're talking about, but they also don't take themselves seriously at all. And it's just kind of like four people all hanging out, having a good time, and then there's some good fantasy knowledge in there also.
Why? What is the attraction of fantasy football for most people?
I can watch any football game mm-hmm. and always have like a dog in the race. Like,
got it.
I'm always pulling for somebody or rooting against somebody because chances are, like, if there's a game on, I have at least one player playing in that game and I can watch any game. So before I played fantasy football, it was just like I'd watch the 49ers. It'd be like there'd be good seasons and then there'd be stretches like right now where it's like, this is punishment. Like we know we're not going to have a good season.
Who are you recommending this for?
For anyone who plays fantasy football, that's a lot of information. And anyone who doesn't play fantasy football, if your husband does mm-hmm. or a boyfriend or anyone you know, like just ask them about it and see if you can get involved. I know there's a lot of couples leagues. Like I used to run a couples league where Mrs. Producer Jeff and I would both have a team, and then it would be a bunch of other couples who all play, and it's something that you can kind of do with your significant other.
This is like when my mom tried to pick up golf.
Right.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
Well, it's sometimes it takes and sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that, like, if your husband is spending too much time watching football, like, maybe just watch football with them.
Yeah. And, you know, nothing will kill it more than you talking about it.
Right.
I'm just going to tell you that, ladies. That'll help.
That's funny. Yeah.
I like it. All right. Next one. I am going with kind of a newsy one. Katie Couric. Again, somebody who doesn't need her help.
Right.
You've heard of Katie Couric. Yes.
Who's that?
So, longtime broadcast journalist, faced the Today Show for many years. I've always loved Katie Couric, and I love her because she is not what was kind of traditional or stereotypical TV for the time. I mean, Katie Couric did crazy things, said wildly inappropriate things, but at the end of the day is wicked smart and I think a really skilled, brilliant interviewer. And she hosts this show with a guy that she had worked with over the years, a guy named Brian. And they co-host
Brian
a show.
Gumbel?
It's not Brian Gumbel.
Okay.
No. I'm actually blanking on his last name right now. Thanks for highlighting the fact that I just forgot. Appreciate that. But anyway, they have a really nice chemistry. And their show looks at, it's just like long form interviews. Each show is at least an hour long. So if you got a bike ride or you got a long drive or something, it's perfect because it'll kill a lot of time. But they're really, really good. And so it's a lot of newsmakers, a lot of entertainers. And then she does some political ones too. I'm not as into those. I like more of the entertainers because I'm looking for something a little bit more fun. But some of her recent guests, some of the really good episodes, if you want to go back and find some to listen to, loved the Tony Robbins one. I would listen to Tony Robbins like 24/7 anyway. She did one with Ina Garten when she got to cook in Ina Garten's kitchen. How cool is that? And she's not a good cook, so like that made it that much better. They went to London. They interviewed Graham Norton.
Wow.
That was a fascinating interview. And again, like it's an hour-long conversation, and she's really good at rerouting people when they try to maybe avoid a question.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Which is my favorite thing. they're just really, really good. Now, the best one to start out with, she recently did a two-part show, and it was about the 10-year anniversary of her very famous Sarah Palin interview. And what they did is she gave her insight of what was happening during the interview and then what happened afterward. But then she also interviewed some of the top officials from the McCain and the Obama campaigns.
Mm.
And then they kind of compared notes. And it's not a Sarah Palin bashing episode at all. It actually is very flattering to Sarah Palin and really portrays her as a very, very smart woman, but really talks about just like how perception and media intertwine sometimes and things can get out of control or go in a direction that you don't see them swirling very quickly. And it was fascinating. So
nice.
I would totally recommend the Katie Couric podcast.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think now would be a good time to take a quick break.
Okay.
And we can come back and bring some more podcasts.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Happy holidays, everybody. Jeff, did you know that KCRA3's Leticia Radaz likes musicals?
I did not know that.
You know how I knew that?
How do you know that?
KCRA app,
what?
News team bios. It's one of the fun features you'll find on the app in addition to your news, your weather. I know you love the weather.
Weather's very important.
Super important to Jeff. He needs to know what to wear in the morning. Sartorial Splendor, that is his thing. KCRA app, it is free. It's like having KCRA in your pocket. And if you enable those push notifications, you find out breaking news as we know it.
That sounds great.
Well, go get it.
I will. Okay, so another podcast I listen to. We're going to stay away from the fantasy football one because it's just the same thing as the other ones. It's just different people. Yeah. But I will say, two of them are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and they're all over an hour. So that's why it's so much of my time.
Yeah, it's a lot of time.
It is. It's a lot of time.
We lose a lot of productivity here at the Big Three during fantasy football season.
Yeah.
A lot.
I mean, I'm reading articles. It's a large part of my life.
Yeah. But I like how you explained it. I mean, now I kind of get the idea of like having a horse in the game or a dog in the game or whatever animal, unicorn in the game, to make these games interesting. Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
All right. So what are you going to suggest now?
So another one, when we first launched this podcast, I knew about audio production. I knew a little bit about audio recording. I didn't know a lot about podcast production. So I had a friend who I knew did podcasts. So he's who I hit up for like, hey, what equipment are you using? Like, what are the important things to do? And like, what do I need to know? And so he put all of his knowledge on me. And so if you don't
at any point did he say don't do it?
He didn't actually.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
If you don't like how we do things, you can blame him because he inspired some of it.
I love it.
No. But yeah, so Shane Dakin, he has a podcast called The Ramblin' Van.
The Rambling Van?
The Ramblin' Van. And it's literally, so he works for like a repair company where he goes and repairs like commercial grade like mixers, like dishwashers, that sort of thing, at restaurants and grocery stores and bakeries and whatever.
From the rambling van?
Yeah. So he's in his van going to the different places to fix their equipment. And in his van, he's just like, he realized he had a lot of time where he'd be listening to podcasts, but he'd also just have like thoughts where he's just like, man, like, I should just make this a podcast where he sits in his van and he just talks. And
about
like,
what?
About anything. So like his very first episode was just about his time in the Navy and work ethic and how do you get work ethic. And so it's just a bunch of different things that are just like insightful.
Yeah.
Insightful discussion with himself. So it's super interesting. Yeah.
And if he hates his co-host, you'll never know.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. How long are his episodes usually?
They're pretty short. I think the first couple I listened to were like 15, 20 minutes. It's an easy listen. Uh-huh. It's quick. Yeah, it's good.
Good maybe like entry podcast for people who
oh,
are,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, for
to
sure.
suggest to people.
Yep.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next one, it's kind of a two-parter because he actually has two. It's a podcast called The Forward, and it's by Lance Armstrong.
Oh.
And I've mentioned this one to you a lot because I like a lot of what he does behind the scenes. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Huge cycling fan here. And when I heard he was coming out with a podcast after everything else that had come out about, you know, lying, cheating, all that good stuff, I listened to it because I was curious and I'd always been a big Armstrong fan and Livestrong and everything else. But there was part of me that kind of didn't want to like it because I didn't want him to be good at podcasting in addition to, you know, the rest of it.
Right.
And I have to tell you something. It's fantastic. It's really, really a good show. So the show is called The Forward, and it's rooted in something I really believe in, and that is that everyone deserves a second chance.
Mm.
You know, I really believe just no matter what you've done, there's always a way to reinvent as long as you're repentant. But
yeah.
I always feel like, you know, you ought to be able to have a do-over in life. And that's really hard in the world that we live in now with social media, because
right.
as soon as I Google your name, if you've done something, if you've been a ne'er-do-well, it's going to pop up most likely, you know, and you can never, while you can never escape that, while he can never escape that forever, there's going to be that asterisk next to his name.
Yeah.
He has tried to move forward. And so the way he did it was by starting to create a media sports company. And the podcast was the first part. So somebody who was notoriously not real giving of interviews is now interviewing people right and left. So here's why I like it. The interviews are really good. Like most of the people he either knows because he's had a connection to them over the years, or he's just been fascinated, and he reached out and they said yes to doing the interviews. He is self-deprecating. He will acknowledge his transgressions of the past in a roundabout way without going too much in detail. It is not a show about cycling at all. Rarely do you hear him talking about bikes. But you really get a sense for how curious he is about the world and about trying to create this next chapter in his life. He's had some really, really great interviews. So a couple of them that I thought were really good, Perry Farrell, who's the lead singer of Jane's Addiction. Do you know Jane's Addiction?
Mm-mm.
Been Caught Stealing?
Nope.
You don't know the song Been Caught Stealing?
I might have heard it, but it doesn't
Been
ring a bell.
No? Nothing. Mm-hmm. Wow. We're having a moment right here. Having a moment. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Do you know Jr.?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. We're back on track.
And Senior.
yeah, Jr. And then Malcolm Gladwell, who's the author of Blink and Outliers. Just an incredible writer. He did a great hour with him. The interviews are really good. I got to say, even if you're not a fan because of the stuff that went on with them, give it a listen, and you might be surprised by it. He's just had some really, really great interviews with people. And the thing that he does that tells me that he's just he's good at this is that he always asks the question that's in my head next. And so I've just really enjoyed the show. And then he has a second show called The Move. And I've shown you this one online because this is a show that's purely about endurance racing. And he covers things like the Tour de France in a way that really only he with his life can. But they record the entire thing from an Airstream trailer.
Wow.
And the thing is completely tricked out with cameras, and they take it on the road, and it's pretty cool. And they're in the podcasting world, the way they're doing their show is really changing what we think is possible with it. It's very multimedia. And to be quite honest, it's why we have a lot of cameras on our podcast too.
Yeah.
Because I've been ripping off a lot of the stuff that they've been doing with a slightly smaller budget.
Right.
But give them a try. The Forward and The Move. I'm kind of impressed by his next chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I'm going to let you do another one.
You want me to do another one?
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one I've got is called Armchair Expert, and this is hosted by Dax Shepard.
This is another one that I've listened to before.
I've pushed you on this one too.
It's really
good. And I can't tell. So Dax Shepard, the actor, Parenthood, he just did the new Chips movie. So he's a actor, he's a director, he's a writer,
yep.
He's hilarious, really, really funny, married to Kristen Bell.
He does a bunch of commercials with Kristen Bell.
Does a lot of commercials. And what's interesting about Dax Shepard is that his college degree is in anthropology, and he's fascinated by people and why do people do things. He is really open about the fact that he was an addict, and he's something like 14 years sober now, and that has given him an interesting perspective in his life too. But he started this podcast probably about a year ago. And what I can't tell about it is if it was completely choreographed, there was a big rollout plan and it was all really finely planned out, or if it's organic.
Yeah.
It feels organic. It feels organic, but sometimes you find out, what was the term we learned in one of those podcasts? It's carefully curated, or spontaneously curated, or something. I don't know, planned spontaneity. I don't know. Either way, I really like the show. And again, he, like most podcasters, he goes through his contacts.
Right.
Who's in my phone? They record the whole thing from a guest house that's above his garage. They have a couple of couches. It's a couple of people sitting around, and their conversations go anywhere from 1 to 2 hours, which I know would make your eyes roll in your head because of the work that's involved afterward. But they've been really, really good. So some of his guests have included Amy Schumer, Jason Ritter, his wife, Kristen Bell.
That was a good one.
Oh my gosh. It's really good because they kind of get into it.
It's very eye-opening.
Super eye-opening. And it's so weird to hear actors talking to actors and asking them questions that we would never probably ask them.
And it's interesting because it's out of their element. It's not a press junket.
No.
It's not it's actors talking to each other.
Yeah.
And so they're much more real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like unicorns in the wild.
Right.
They know each other really well. But it's very good. And I find that I really learn a lot about the entertainment industry and about how movies and TV shows are made.
Yeah.
And, sometimes I've done junkets where you interview people from TV shows. And sometimes when they get off the scripted question, the fraud is kind of revealed. You realize, wow, you really act all the time, And what you find out with his guests is how utterly intelligent some of these people are.
Yeah.
you know, and it really gives you a whole new level of respect for what they do. And, mm-hmm. and it's been really kind of fun to listen to. Jason Bateman was another good guest. He had Mila Kunis was on there. Ashton Kutcher, her husband, was on there. And like the stories that they tell, are they're awesome. One of my favorites was Keith Morrison was on. And what I didn't know was he's Matthew Perry's stepdad.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I learned it on the podcast. It's awesome. And then the best episode that he's done just aired. So this is the one I would recommend if you're going to download it and give it a try. Armchair Expert, Conan O'Brien. He did almost 2 hours with Conan O'Brien, who also just launched a podcast. And it was so good. And almost none of the podcast was about the whole Tonight Show thing. Mm-hmm. It was all about being a writer and getting a break and getting a chance and how he grew up and the way he looks at the world and why he works as hard as he does. And it was, I couldn't put the thing down. It was so good. Really, really good. Like I took the long way home to continue listening to it and sat in the driveway to finish it.
That's awesome.
So, so good. Okay. Also distinct to the Armchair Expert. And I thought about doing this, but it seemed like a lot of work, so we're not going to do it. They do a segment at the end where his producer, Monica Padman, who's just hilarious on the show, she fact checks the things that he says.
Yeah.
Because like most of us, half of what we say is probably true. Like you, right. you pull statistics out of nowhere.
I think I've heard this somewhere.
So she actually goes back and listens to the show and notes things where she's like, is that true? And she looks them up. And so they do a whole fact checking thing at the end. And it's just kind of funny and charming. So yeah. I think you'd really like it. Armchair Expert, Dax Shepard. He already has merch.
Yeah.
So jealous.
He's been, his is like the most popular one, I feel like. If I, like in random conversation, people be like, oh, what are you doing these days? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm like the newest thing is probably this podcast I'm working on. They're like, oh, yeah, have you heard, there's this one, Dax Shepard. And I'm like, yes. Like everyone always brings up Dax Shepard.
I know.
So it's a good conversation thing.
It's good.
If nothing else.
I mean, good. Yeah. And, you know, I've read interviews with him where people said, why are you doing this? He's like, because it's just kind of fun. It's starting, same reason why you and I like working on it. It just like activates a different part of the brain and lets you have this conversation in a whole new way. And it's just kind of fun.
I feel like that's the theme with podcasters and like a large reason of why it's done. Because the Ramblin' Runner, that's the same thing. He's like, I just wanted to do this for me. And the same thing when I was talking with Shane, he's like, yeah, I don't care if anyone listens to my podcast. Like, I just want to do it. I feel like it's just a common trend.
Yeah. I think that works for some people. And I mean, is that your reason for doing it?
Yes and no. I mean, if no one listened to it, I would keep doing it because it's fun. It's something to do. It's something different. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the morning show can kind of sometimes get to be a little bit the same thing a lot. And it's nice to have something different.
You're telling me? I've worked on it 20 years. Totally kidding. We'll know if the bosses are listening.
just turn it off for the next like 2-3 minutes maybe.
Here, let me help you out here. Let me rephrase that sentence. What you're talking about is that when you do the same thing, regardless of what it is in your life, all the time, sometimes it isn't as challenging because you know what to expect.
Yes.
It's different.
Yeah.
And it's harder than I think we both thought it would be. And
yeah.
It's kind of, it's fun.
And it's a lot of fun.
Fun to do hard things.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back. I'll have my fifth and final podcast recommendation. This is the one that I'm addicted to and haven't missed an episode of. It's so good. Back after this. It takes a special kind of person to do morning news, don't you think?
I think so.
And by special, I mean not right.
Yeah, there's definitely something crazy about all of us.
All of us. We love getting up in the middle of the night. We love starting the day really early. The news goes on at 4 a.m. now. 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. 5 hours of news.
That's a long time.
That is a very long time. You know how much time that is? 300 minutes.
That's a lot of minutes.
18,000 seconds.
That's a lot of seconds.
It's a lot of seconds. It's a lot of information.
Gonna start singing Rent right now?
I might. That is where I got the idea. That's a lot of news. That's a lot of weather. That's a lot of traffic. It's a lot of fun.
At 4 in the morning.
At 4 in the morning. And it all starts in the middle of the night. Join us.
All right. So I think we'll leave your last one for the very last. Best for last.
Okay.
The last one that I have on my list is the Radio Labs podcast.
Yeah. This is where the angels start singing.
Right. This is like the ultimate produced up, like it's high quality content.
So this is NPR.
Yes, this is NPR, and it's not your typical podcast. I think most podcasts are they're very raw. They're very like just conversational. They're just produced where it's like this is a radio package that's 30 minutes long.
And
it's
this is almost like I would say old time radio.
Yes, yeah, very much so.
You know, the sound effects and a lot of like production of like a show happening on the radio.
Yeah, and it's good. It's informational. I enjoy it.
And how would you describe to people? I enjoy it as well. How would you describe to people what it's about? Because it's never about the same thing each week.
Yeah, I feel like so. The ones that I've listened to were mostly I kind of would cherry pick, but about science, like new things in science, new things. I just like learning new things, and I think generally that's a lot of what they go for.
Can you imagine editing that show?
Oh, geez. I mean, I can imagine editing it. I couldn't imagine writing it.
It's brilliant, though. So if you, it's a great one to get into. To me, Radio Lab is, again, it's about an hour-long show. That is a great one if you've got a long workout you want to do, or if you're in the car. And it's pretty kid-friendly, so you can have everybody for the most part.
It's also one that I feel like it's harder to get away with half paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have to be engaged on some level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you engaged now?
Sure.
Okay, good. All right, so here's my last one. This is a podcast that I've been listening to for years, and it's called...
This is like before podcast. Is this like the hipster podcast? It was cool before?
No. This is a total millennial podcast.
Oh.
How to describe it. It's called So Money, and it's hosted by a woman named Farnoosh Torabi. So I love Farnoosh because... She and I both have names that we both struggled with as kids. You know, she's Persian. And so she kind of grew up with the same thing where people are like, what's your name? So that's like an instant like.
I get that.
Yeah. You get Jeff with a G. It's not the same as having Farnoosh Deirdre's first name. But anyway, Farnoosh Torabi's background was she worked as a financial journalist. And then in the Great Recession, like a lot of people got axed. Right.
Yeah.
So then she finds herself with $30,000 worth of college debt and she's living in New York City.
Oof.
She has no job. She's got to figure out what to do. So what does she do? She starts to hustle and figure out, like, what do I know something about?
Yeah.
So she has these really candid conversations about money, but with really interesting people. She has some of the big names on. Like, she has, you know, the Dave Ramseys, the Tony Robbins, the Tim Ferrisses. She has, like, the big, big names on. And then sometimes she'll have an entrepreneur, and it's somebody who has created something that is for them making money. And so you can learn the lessons along the way of how they – it's similar. A little bit to our theme of how do you take an idea and pull it off into a reality in some ways. And then some of the interviews are just, you know, just interesting interviews about people.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she got laid off. She started trying to figure out what can I do next, as a lot of people were doing during that time. And what she did is she wrote a book. And she wrote a book called You're So Money, Live Rich Even When You're Not. So she published that in 2008, so stock market crashing. And then went on to write a number of other books. She became a financial expert because she had books about finance, started appearing on a lot of morning shows. And then she launched her podcast. When she finally looked around, was like, you know what? Like, I'm creating content for all these other people. Why don't I just do my own thing?
Right.
And so she went all in on being an entrepreneur, and she launched this So Money podcast, a 5-day-a-week podcast.
Wow.
Producing, I know.
Dang.
Every single day. And she did that for years.
Wow.
She has 820 episodes.
That's amazing.
I'm not kidding you, listened to every single one of them. And when I was at the Rio Olympics, I was kind of stuck in a apartment complex to like run. We weren't allowed to, for safety reasons, be outside. So I would run these laps around the parking lot, and I listened to 100 episodes during the Rio Olympics.
Wow.
Not kidding. So I just love it. It's really digestible financial information. And I think I always tell, like, especially women in our business, like, learn money.
Yeah.
You need to know how money works. Mm-hmm. You need to know how the right way to spend it, the right way to save it, the right way to not get in trouble with it. And there is so much information out there through podcasts like So Money that you can save yourself a lot of heartache. And I find that I have learned so much listening to her show. So financial literacy, I know you wouldn't think that, like, it would be my thing. I love it. can't get enough of it. I really, really like it. Her show's a little formulaic in that she has a series of five questions she asks all of her guests at the end. And it's actually, I find, really kind of cool to listen to the same questions each week and hear the different answers on them. And I don't skip episodes. They're only 30 minutes. And I figure I can give anyone 30 minutes and I can learn something from them.
Right.
Yeah. So that's it. That's my last one.
That's awesome.
So Money with Farnoosh Torabi.
Nice. Cool.
That's all I got
think
for
we've,
you,
we've had some good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little varied.
I might have to look up a couple of yours. Yeah.
I'll send you some good ones.
Yeah.
I'll send you some good ones. Anyway, well, thanks for joining us for our first, let's just call it the annual.
First annual Christmas.
Holiday.
Yeah, or a holiday.
Dying to Ask show. Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun.
Gift to podcasts.
Yeah. And then I also feel like anyone listening, feel free to chime in with your favorites. Hit us up on social media. You can hit me up at Producer Jeff on Instagram or the Dying to Ask Podcasts on Instagram.
Yeah, easy to find us there. And then on Instagram, you'll find me at Run Read Sip. If you could do the thing and screen grab the show for us, we would love it.
Be amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. 2019, so we're going to like explode the show. We gave ourselves the first 20 episodes to kind of figure this thing out. But yeah, we're ready to go big. So
right.
Big changes coming to the Dying to Ask Podcast.
It should be fun.
Should be.
Yeah.
Will be.
Definitely.
All right. Happy holidays.
Bye.